Even though they danced and danced till their tootsies felt like hot tamales, yes, even though they danced and danced and danced till their feet were 100 times hotter than your feet get on a hot beach on a blazing summer day, and they were all going, ouch, eech, ouch, 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 and jumping around and holding their great big giant feet in pain, they still could not stamp the fire out. And so finally, they formed a great big conga line, high-kicked it out of the castle, and hot-footed it home. Now everyone was very afraid. It seemed that nothing could stop Gridley from burning all the wood in the world and making so much smoke, they'd never see the sun or the moon or the stars or the sky again. And nobody could stop him from burning up their houses and forests and towns because everyone had tried everything any wood can think of and nothing had worked. Everyone except a hermit, who lived far away from everybody in a hole on the edge of the forest. His name was Sid the Sad. You see, no one wanted to ask Sid what he would do, because everything anyone said made Sid cry. And the more he cried, the sadder he got. And the sadder he got, the more he cried. Until finally, Sid was weeping and wailing, sniffling and sniveling, moaning and groaning, boo-hooing and blubbering so much that talking to him was kind of like taking a shower, even though you hadn't planned on one. Because no one would talk to him, Sid was very lonely, and all day long he sat alone in his hole where he sang this sad, sad song.